Mass I've written, I have a Kyrie and Gloria, so I'm just going to say, you know, the parts in it and that. But we don't have a Kyrie and Gloria today. I initially composed this as a strict canon, so that a girls' camp that I help out with every summer could sing it at Mass. They could learn it in one day. Everybody learns the same part, and then they just sing in canon. We do a lot of rounds anyway. They love rounds. They love singing rounds because it sounds so cool, and it's easy to grasp for them. So that was the intent of the piece, and then it got a little more complicated than that. But so I don't know how quickly they'd be able to get the melody and everything. But the name Missa Nomi Vidue means Mass of the Widow's Coins, because I'm not versed in any theory or anything like that. I've never taken any classes or anything. So when I compose it, I'm like, oh, I really don't know. As the Mass, I don't know how good it is, how bad it is. You know, judging your own work, you might like it, but it may be completely awful by theory standards and whatnot. So it's like, it's all I have, basically. It's just what God gave me, and I just kind of...
The first rule is that a composer should never apologize. Say, I wrote this, and this is my child, and you better not sing any wrong notes.
Right. But the Widow's Coins, referring to the gospel passage of the widow who gave up all she had into the temple treasury.
Would you like to conduct it?
You know what, I'd rather have it like that.
Okay. As always, as we had with the piece by Heath, another canon here, and we spent some time in the forum discussing as well, and in the context of this, the canon of canons, the Missa Prolapsionum of Occoquan, where the canons unfold at different rates of speed. So here, it's all at the same speed, so it should be easier to keep together. How about we have the three voices, obviously. Why don't we have basses on voice 3, put the tenors on voice 2, and all the ladies on voice 1? Bishop Balsa. And if there are any altos who want to, let's leave it like that. That's fine. So voice 1 is soprano alto, 2 is tenor, 3 is bass. It's a B.
Thank you.
and it does indeed lead to, I think it is a fine and rewarding result. Maybe we could try that last part of the Kyrie again, but this time, less of just the men. So, sort of rely on spontaneous order here. 3, 2, 1. Let's just put, again, at bar 17, from there to the end, and then we'll move on. Here we go, please. So again, it will be just the men, about 3, 2, 1. Sort of see where you fall on the spectrum.
Oh.
discussed in class, it has the Gloria has a bit of an Ars Nova feel to it, I think. Good. Thank you, Natalie.